Hi, I'm P, and this is my podcast. Starting this out with an announcement, and that's that I have booklet thing out. My Sitting with Darkness class that I taught, I turned it into a little like 10, 11 page guidebook thing. I think I'm going to do that instead of teaching live classes because that feels way more fun. But yeah, you check that out on my website. It's on there. I'll put the link somewhere. Anyway, let's go to the first question for episode 2. And that question is, what's been the most helpful thing for you when it comes to hacking your matrix? And this is something that you probably all have heard. I'm sure that everything that I say is something that you've heard before. Just going to let that be known. I'm probably not saying anything new, just FYI. But the most helpful thing for me has been taking full responsibility for everything in my life. I refuse to outsource any part of my life to another power, whether it be the government or another human being or even the weather. I take responsibility for all of the things that show up into my experience. And that to me has been the most helpful thing when it comes to hacking the matrix, or what I like to call navigating the hologram. Yeah, just taking full ownership of the fact that you created this hologram and you're having the experience that you are allowing yourself to have within the hologram. The next question is, do you have any tips on detaching yourself from people in your... Do you have any tips on detaching yourself from people who exit your life? Yeah, so I'd say my best tip for this is, maybe don't feel like that person is outside of you. Whatever you felt like you were getting from that person, you could only feel because you are the one who is feeling it. And so you're the one creating the feeling, not that person. And so taking ownership and responsibility for how you make yourself feel can help with detachment. Next question is, which artists, musical or otherwise, raise your frequency the highest? Love you. Love you too. So SZA, I love SZA with my whole heart. Love her music. Honestly, any music by Scorpios makes me feel great because I'm like, you guys are so powerful and I'm a Scorpio too, so I'm also powerful. And so I really, really like listening to music from Scorpios. And when it comes to visual art, I'm a big Dolly fan. I like art by Ramin Nazer. I really like watching pole dancers in like aesthetic settings. Very, very high vibrational for me. Can't think of anyone else at the moment. Next question, how can we know what we want? And if you don't know what you want, what do you hate? Look for the thing that you cannot stand, that you are having a terrible time with, whatever is causing you the most suffering, and pick the opposite of that. This was one of my favorite questions because they said, do you fuck with the teachings of Ram Dass? I just love that sentence. Thank you for asking that in that way. Anyway, I have heard some of the teachings of Ram Dass. I think I follow Ram Dass on Instagram, and I think I've accidentally read a book by Ram Dass. I think that blue and white book, it's super beautiful. So I think I do fuck with Ram Dass's teachings. I just don't really know what they are off the top of my head. All right, so next, someone asked about specific manifestation, and this is a human design thing. They're talking about a variable that's on their chart, and this idea that was popularized by Jenna Zoe, she's at Jenna Zoe on Instagram, if I'm remembering correctly, was the idea that the bottom left arrow is all about manifestation. And this is rooted from the idea that this arrow is in charge of how you perceive your reality. And so if you have a left-facing arrow in this portion of your chart, you are someone who perceives reality in a more detailed way, or you have the ability to create your reality in a way that is specific. So when it comes to manifestation, you are someone who comes into reality with an idea of a detailed idea of what it is that they want. So I'll say if you are a specific manifester and you are feeling like you're unable to come up with an exact list of the things that you want. So let's say it's a house. You're probably someone who has the ability to be okay, I want wood floors. I want this many windows, this many, I would like this type of appliance. You know exactly what you want from that house. If you're not doing that, I find that a lot of people block themselves from being able to manifest specifically because they feel like they are not capable of obtaining that thing. So what I recommend with this is automatic writing. So just ask yourself, what do I want? And then just start writing and don't think. That is a recommendation that I definitely would have for that. The next question is tips for reflectors who want to take a more active role in shaping their world. So this is another human design question. And tips for reflectors on shaping their world is find out what environments that you enjoy and make sure that you are in those environments. Don't put yourself places that you don't want to be, that you don't feel good about. Create your reality by creating environments around you that feel fantastic. And be really, what's the word? Be pretty hardcore about the people and places that you put yourself in. And if it doesn't feel good, that means it needs to be dropped and you need to know that you can choose another place. That definitely requires some trust when it comes from moving from an environment where you think you have to be there and then moving into a new one. But know that the fact that you might be dissatisfied by where you are and the people that you're around, that dissatisfaction is enough to tell you that something else is for you. Next one is any cheat codes for overcoming shame programming? Overcoming shame programming. Where do you feel like you deserve shame? I would pull that up and ask yourself, who told you that you deserve shame? Why do you deserve to feel guilty or ashamed of this thing? Where, who taught this to you? Do you still agree with wherever you got that idea that you need to be ashamed from? Or do you agree with the person who might have told you that you felt like you should need to be ashamed, or the religion or the societal standard? Or is that something that you actually currently agree with? If so, is there someone outside of yourself who has either done or is doing the same thing that you feel like you should be ashamed for? And do you feel animosity towards them? Find someone that you admire who maybe is a participant of the thing that you feel like you shouldn't be ashamed of anymore, and notice that you're able to love them even though they are doing that thing that you believe is worthy of shame. Hopefully that's clear. So the next question is another human design one, and it is any suggestions on releasing blockages or trauma stored in the centers to allow energy to flow? And if we're talking about open centers, the biggest thing that I would suggest is asking questions. Does this energy that is causing a blockage, is it yours? Is it something that you want to take ownership of? That's what I would do with open centers, just questioning it. And then if you have experienced trauma in the defined centers, then that is take full ownership of your defined centers. Allow them to be as powerful as they are. They are the places that you came to reality to experience strength and consistency in, and own that. Own that you are a master in these places where you are defined. Yep. The next one is gut health important with sacral authority? I honestly don't think about gut health ever, but I've thought about the gut-brain connection before briefly, so I feel like it definitely can have something to do with it, especially if it's coming up in your reality that you want to improve your gut health, then go ahead and go for it. It's just not something that comes up in my reality very often. I had another question that was super specific about a human design chart, and I'm not going to get into super specific questions about someone's personal chart because it's going to be really boring for everyone else listening. I'm sorry. Next question I recently heard about rave children in human design. Can you touch more on this topic and dig deeper? Also, is there a place in your human design chart to see if you will have one? I do not believe that there's a place in your human design chart to see if you will have one. I don't think you get to know that, but they are starting to be born after 2027. 2027 is when a new cycle starts. We're going from the right angle cross of planning into the cross of the sleeping phoenix. But that's when those kids will start being born. And rave children are these hypersensitive kids who can possibly, according to Ra Uruhu, the creator of human design, they could possibly have like developmental struggles, or at least it will seem like they have developmental struggles. But really what happens is when 3 to 5 rave children get together, they become like masters of like the material world. So they are designed to live in community, and they communicate in ways that are not really available to people right now. Next question is, as someone who constantly struggles with allowing people to drain me of my energy due to the abundance of it I have, what would you recommend to help set a boundary or prevent this from happening? So I would question what you mean when you say that you're being drained by someone. From my understanding of reality, no one can quote unquote drain you unless you allow them to, or even further than that, no one actually does drain you. You drain yourself by spending time with people when you don't want to. Not to say that you don't like this person or that you don't want to be around them, but maybe there are times where you don't really feel like hanging around them and you're still hanging around them. Often, especially if you are some form of generator, our body will stop giving us energy when we continue to do things that we don't want to do. It just kind of, it's like, oh, okay, you're not, okay, I'm cutting you off from the battery. But for the most part, if you're being drained by someone, you've connected with them out of obligation or out of habit and you are tired of it. So the boundary would be with yourself and telling yourself, I refuse to do things that I don't want to do. Next question is, what are dreams? And I don't know what dreams are, but my guess is that they are other dimensions that our soul is experiencing. And when we go to sleep, we get a chance to kind of go on vacation to the other dimension that our soul is in. And we're like, cool, it's like we could put our consciousness over here in this body. And then we wake up and we put our consciousness back in our source body. And the last question, and I like it because it's good to kind of wrap this episode up, is name the top 5 cheat codes in general for this hologram. So first cheat code is take full responsibility for your existence. The next cheat code is understanding that everything is a distorted mirror of yourself, and the reason it's distorted is so that you can see more clearly the distortion, the differentiation. It adds a bit more like texture to the experience, but it's still a mirror. The next cheat code would be that the only time that another person's opinion causes you some sort of discomfort or triggering is because it is an opinion that exists in yourself, and that person saying it out loud made it very real in your reality, and it's an opportunity to be able to address a thought about yourself that you disagree with. Next cheat code is that things are easy when you let them be easy. If you allow things to be easy, they will become easy. And the last cheat code kind of goes with the previous one, but things are simple. The rules of reality are simple, because if they were hard, we wouldn't be able to all exist here on this plane and have the opportunity to become conscious of what this reality is. All of these like secret occult mysteries and things like that, all this information that's like super hard to get, the reason it exists is because humans refuse to believe that life could be simple. They refuse. And so these secrets are kind of just motivators for humans to be willing to discover their own power, because if it was too easy, people would be like, no, but it's actually very, very easy and very, very simple. That's all I've got. Bye. If you want to submit questions, you can do that on pthefairy.com and click the podcast menu option. What is it actually called? I think it says, cheat codes with P is the menu option. Click that and there's a little thing that allows you to submit questions. And periodically I'll be like posting something on my story where you can submit questions there. And then if you want to book a human design reading with me, you could do that on pthefairy.com. And I feel like I just breathed a bug into my mouth. I hope not. Anyway, if you want to follow me on Instagram, it's at pthefairy, and that's all I've got for you. Ooh, I'm also doing this little booklet thing. I forget if I like said that at some point during this podcast, but I created a class and I turned it into a booklet, and it's on my website. Okay, bye.